The following presentation is controversial and may be offensive to some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Radio from the heart of America.
The Shad Olson Show. Shad Olson Show.
The Shad Olson Show starts now.
S-O-S.
America is back. Standing tall.
As of now, I am in control here in the White House.
Stupid people are ruining America. It's sad.
I hope it'll be all over television, radio, and the newspapers.
I would like to take all the credit for this, but I can't.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The Shad Olson Show. Shad Olson Show.
Hey!
Chad Olson Show.
I was getting into an elevator with one of my staffers, and he and I were leaving the Capitol when I see a Capitol police officer running hurriedly to the elevator. I see fret all over his face. I look to my left, and there she is, Ilhan Omar. Whoops. And I said, well, she doesn't have a backpack. We should be fine.
All right. The emergence of that video, which seemed to be a joke, albeit maybe an insensitive one, predictably sent the media into total meltdown mode.
Boebert, who proudly displayed her ignorance and bigotry in comments about Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar. Boebert has a troubling track record of making vile and incendiary comments.
The normalization of Islamophobia by the Republican Party has been going on for 20 years.
It's a garbage comment from a garbage politician.
This sort of rhetoric contributes to the threats against her.
She can be censured. I think that she should be stripped of her committees.
They always want to cancel people. Congresswoman Boebert called to apologize to Congressman Omar yesterday, but the call went off the rails. Omar said in a statement, Congressman Boebert refused to publicly acknowledge her hurtful and dangerous comments. She instead doubled down on her rhetoric, and I decided to end the unproductive call.
It's all the same.
The Shad Olson Show.
Only the names will change every day. It seems we're wasting away.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, it is not the story of the day, but it gets under my skin to a degree that it simply cannot go without mentioning this couple of very troubling situations that happened just in the recent transpiring 48 hours as we look at, well, some fairly decent evidence that some people did not go to school on the methodologies of Donald Trump when it comes to apologies to the leftists who so badly desired to rend the fabric of the United States, complete the final sabotage of Cloward and Piven, and thrust us forever under the waves of the destruction of this civilization by pulling endlessly at the scab of racial division, class warfare, and just the idea that patriots no longer have the right to speak in public, much less to joke about things that are actually... If you're not going to be real and if you're not going to be authentic about what the specter of Islamic terrorism actually represents inside our borders, at that point, you've already surrendered to the psychopathy and the ideological tyranny that they're trying to use to make sure that we can't debate them on the public stage. And the troubling thing is I watched Laura Ingraham in this exchange with Lauren Boebert on the program last night. You get the sense that Laura Ingraham thinks that Lauren Boebert said something that she shouldn't say. And my take on this would be, once you apologize to these people, it's just the same as if you've got lacerations all over your body and you're floating in the midst of the South Pacific Ocean with a school of swimming sharks about ready to rip the flesh from your bones. Because once the blood is in the water, they're going to tear you limb from limb, and the apology is ill-founded, and it's frankly politically stupid. Donald Trump knew this. Donald Trump knew it instinctively. You do not apologize for anything that you say in regards to this, and if you speak the truth, it's no different than speaking the truth about the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am not ashamed of the gospel, And I'm not ashamed to speak the truth about what Islamofascism is or what Ilhan Omar, the bigamist brother marrying Ilhan Omar from the People's Republic of Minnesota, I'm not ashamed of saying the truth about what that keffiyeh around her neck actually represents in way of signaling fealty and ideological complicity with the terrorists of the world. They have infiltrated the United States. They're infiltrating us through the southern border. This is a takeover operation. And if we can't call danger for what it is, joking about her backpack, I think is absolutely fair game, unless and until Ilhan Omar comes out and repudiates the street violence that burned Minneapolis-St. Paul to the ground. Now, if we can't refer to backpacks as potential incendiary devices, possibly, and you remember the meme where Ilhan Omar is standing there with AOC, and it was wonderfully put together, and they show one of the burned-out streets of Minneapolis after the George Soros Summer of Rage, and AOC turns to Ilhan Omar and says, "Sis, I love what you've done with the place." And Ilhan Omar says, "Thanks, hon. I just wanted it to feel a little more like home." And that's exactly what they've done in the state of Minnesota, and that is the archetype, and that's the objective for every single state and every single city in the United States, because they want to oppress, they want to repress, they want to suppress, they want to tyrannize, and they want to demoralize us so that we give up our freedoms and our liberties in the names of safety and subsistence comforts in this Biden in name only regime in America and the final takedown of the United States. We can talk about Minnesota, and maybe we'll talk about Minnesota today. We have the distinct pleasure of having somebody in studio who hails from the state that used to be known as the land of 10,000 lakes before it became known as the land of 10,000 burning buildings. And I'm pleased to have Bradley Dean, radio host, Sons of Liberty founder. He's from Sons of Liberty Media in the United States, and they're just doing some great work speaking the truth fearlessly. And he's in the Black Hills where this program proudly originates to share that message and to tell us more about this kindred struggle that we all face in trying to wrest America from the jaws of final spiritual and political destruction in that time and place. So, Bradley, with that fairly verbose introduction, I'm proud to have you in the studio, and welcome to the Chad Olson Show.
I totally appreciate it, Chad, very much. And I just happen to be from Minnesota, so understanding who Ilhan Omar is, I could even take it a step further if you'd like. We actually went to St. Cloud, Minnesota. I took my boys because I wanted my children to see what they're in fact dealing with and how they're trying to use these individuals to, again, conquer America. I didn't say it. They said it. But what was interesting is there's about 50 people that showed up, Chad. And it's amazing how the mainstream media would have the people believe that the masses are in support of the likes of an Ilhan Omar or a Keith Ellison, when in fact the opposite is true. But it reminds me of Saul Alinsky when he said, cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there is of them.
Yes.
And that's how they browbeat him into submission. But there's about 50 people there. I believe about 30 of them just happened to be Muslims that want to conquer, as Ilhan did. And when it was turned for Ilhan Omar to talk, she literally sat there. And by the way, I'm not trying to put out her light. I'm not trying to demean her. I'm just judging her by her fruit, Matthew 7:16. But when it was her opportunity to go ahead and share some information, she was like a 15-year-old kid in a detention center where the only thing she could say was,
Yes.
So it shows you how these people are literally being installed into positions to do what they're told. And that's really what it comes down to.
Yeah, as we refer to AOC here on the program, the world's only living brain donor. These are not the best and brightest. These are idiots. They're play actors. Think of Greta Thunberg.
Yeah, right.
For God's sake. Does this scripted speech, and then the minute that she's off script in a news conference, can't string two words together to save her ever-living soul.
Neither can most of the politicians. I mean, we see this with Biden today. We see this with so many others that we call our said representatives. Charles Spurgeon, the famous Prince of Preachers out of England, said, "It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head." And the bottom line is what we're finding is that they are literally being found to parrot that which the teleprompter tells them that they're to parrot and nothing more. And when they're off script, you see them for who they really are.
It's so true. We're talking with Bradley Dean. He hails from behind enemy lines, so to speak, there in the great state of Minnesota. Beautiful place, and I've had occasion and opportunity to spend a lot of time in the Twin Cities over the years. It's a beautiful place to visit. You guys are blessed with the natural beauty and splendor of God's creation, but more than that, even a quality of life and a fabric that was really something to be proud of for just decades and generations. And we've seen the way things have transformed in your neck of the woods. And what I kind of want to parlay this into is a conversation about something. The same thing is being run, believe it or not, people buck against this because they're so in love with our present governess because of her newly affected post Corey Lewandowski, her newly affected claim to patriot purity. And I'm talking about Kristi Noem. People don't understand the way that South Dakota is being subverted and subjugated in exactly the same way through Lutheran Social Services, the volunteer agencies that serve as the distribution points for the illegal immigrants, and this constant pipeline of the Biden. It's not a Biden policy. This is the New World Order policy of importing this disparate population to destroy the United States, gain the permanent single-party voting majority, and do to South Dakota and the rest of the United States the same thing they've done to little Mogadishu in Minneapolis, St. Paul. It's happening here as well. And in fact, I'll just share with you, and I'm not sure if you're aware, but Taniza Islam, she's an immigration attorney, and she and Ilhan Omar are absolutely peas in an ideological pod. And Taniza Islam is running now for mayor of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, as the same. She would be a very fitting member of the squad if her trajectory would allow that to happen. And that's in one of the reddest states of the union in my proud home state of South Dakota.
Yeah. Well, there's so much I could say about this because we've seen it firsthand last week. And if I could just address even what you're talking about in particular, when we were in St. Cloud, Minnesota last week, which is being, in fact, infiltrated by the Muslim populations even now, one has to ask the question, why would you bring or allure people such as this into the United States if you are not, in fact, setting the stage to attack? We have 35 yes. Jihadi camps in America. We know this. It's not being talked about. Matter of fact, CNN in 2009, along with Fox News back in 2009, did both of those outlets did great reports concerning what's going on in America. But again, nobody's talking about what's right in front of our face. Going back to St. Cloud, Minnesota, we went to a corporate store. And as we walked in, it was, as they would call, Little Somalia. When we walked in, it was surrounded, well, obviously with cameras and security trucks in front of it. We went inside. You got the sense that you were in Somalia. I'm not mocking. And as you walked in, everybody had a burqa on or a jihad on. And the fact of the matter is, hijab, I'm sorry. As we walked in, everything was locked up, Chad.
Yes.
And I'm talking to my wife and I'm coming back and I'm saying, everything in this store is locked up. And a guy begins to just insert himself into our conversation. And he said, this store is closed at 9 o'clock because of the shootings and because of the theft that's taking place in this community. And I looked at him and I would subject this to anybody's candor. What do you expect from a people that are not here to assimilate, but to conquer? They're bringing their culture with them.
That's right.
Into this country. And if you look at it scripturally, it's a sign of judgment upon a people that fail to deal with their enemies within.
It's so true. It's the fall of every empire, and it was the ruin of the Roman Empire, and it certainly will be the ruin of the United States. If the Democrats, the Saul Alinskyites, and the George Soros demoniacs in our midst, if they're able to accomplish their objective of tearing this nation limb from limb and roasting it over the Viking funeral pyre of global communist autocracy, that's the objective. That's what COVID-19 is about. Every single bit of this interlocks like a satanic puzzle piece, a satanic symphony of damnation. The reason everything flows so seamlessly and fluently is they're all playing off the same sheet music, and it's birthed by hell itself. The enemy of man's souls is making war on the United States and making war on the remnant of the faithful inside this nation. Battle cry has been sounded. It's up to you whether you answer. Chad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
Yeah, I know every single face around here. A man on a mission, changing the vision. I was never welcome here.
The Chad Olson Show.
We don't have a choice to stay. We'd rather die.
Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert joins me now exclusively. Congresswoman, other than the part about her hanging up on you, is any part of what she said there true?
Look, Laura, I called to speak with her directly about me reflecting on my comments about her. I had made a public statement, but she didn't want to hear what I had to say. In her press release, really was like it was drafted before the phone call even had took place. Omar and the left don't want an apology. They want public humiliation. They want to cancel me, but that's not going to happen.
Repeat after me. George Soros is your friend. George Soros is your friend. George Soros is your friend. George Soros is the most loving, compassionate, and enlightened man in the history of the world. All his plans should be embraced by the planet. Those who resist will be eliminated. This concludes today's indoctrination lesson, for the betterment of all mankind. The Chad Olson Show thanks you for your cooperation. Goodbye.
January of 2020, you wrote an article titled COVID-19, Born in North Carolina, Sold to Wuhan Lab, Optimized for Pandemic Spread. You wrote that in January of 2020.
Everything that we saw Donald Trump succeed at, they were desperate to derail, and they did it with COVID-19. I say it to my audience all the time, and I'm going to say it to yours. The virus is the election fraud. The virus is the election fraud.
Again, you wrote this article January 2020. You called it before anybody had imprinted it. You were banned. You were canceled. You were trashed. You were lied about. Google algorithm was changed because of Chad Olson. I mean, because yes. You nailed it, brother, and everybody knew it.
The Chad Olson Show. Chad Olson Show.
Last year, I was on 120 different radio interviews. And I've got to tell you that you're the best. And I mean that sincerely. I'm not flattering you. I want a promise from you that when you have your own national television show, that you don't forget AMAC and Dan Weber and you have us on.
The Chad Olson Show.
Chad Olson Show.
You're a patriot, but even you're an intelligent patriot who can communicate. And that's so important.
The Chad Olson Show.
The Chad Olson Show.
This is the SOS Radio Network.
This... O.S.